KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Denver Broncos pulled off a trade yesterday, acquiring wide receiver Jalen Waddle from the Miami Dolphins. Denver sends a first, third, and fourth round pick to Miami. The Broncos also receive a fourth rounder back along with Waddle. Waddle gives quarterback Bo Nix a number one wide receiver, pairs him up with Cortland Sutton. Meanwhile, the Dolphins continue a major rebuild after they moved on from wide receiver Tyreek Hill and quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Waddle spent his first 5 years in Miami, eclipsing 1,000 yards in each of his first three seasons. Minnesota Vikings have a new punter, and they've agreed with four-time All-Pro punter Johnny Hecker, who will enter his 15th season. The 36-year-old Hecker spent last year with Tennessee, played 3 years in Carolina, and 10 seasons with the LA Rams. Hecker takes over for Ryan Reitz, who left the Vikings to sign with New Orleans. Hecker set what was then a league record in 2016 with an average net punt average of 46 yards per attempt. His average last year with Tennessee was just over 40 yards, which was the third lowest of his career, but his gross average of 46.8 actually matched his career high. Player representatives for the NFL Players Association have elected former Union Chief Strategy Officer and retired Cleveland offensive lineman J.C. Treader as their next executive director. Treader beat out an initial field of 300 candidates and two other finalists. Three freshmen have been named to the AP All-American First Team, led by Duke's Cameron Boozer, BYU's A.J. DeBonsa, and Darius Acuff Jr. of Arkansas. Boozer led Duke to the ACC regular season and tournament titles, plus the number one overall seed in this year's tournaments. DeBonsa, the nation's top scorer at 25 points per game, while Acuff earned Arkansas its first-team pick since 1979. Joining those three freshmen on the team are JT Toppin of Texas Tech and Michigan's Yaxel Lindenborg. Authorities ended up finding 2.1 pounds of marijuana in Alabama basketball star Aiden Holloway's apartment when they arrested him on Monday on a felony drug charge. Alabama's number two scorer has been suspended indefinitely and is away from the team as Alabama will take on Hofstra on Friday in the NCAA tournament. His attorney says it could take up to 18 months for the case to make its way through the Alabama courts. That could jeopardize Holloway's college and possible NBA career. Iran's embassy in Mexico has suggested that that country negotiating with FIFA to move Iran's World Cup soccer matches this summer from the U.S. to Mexico. FIFA says it's in regular contact with the Iranian Soccer Federation, and thus far it's not changing the match that was scheduled and announced last December. Iranian officials have previously said it's up to FIFA and the U.S. to keep their team safe during this summer's World Cup. Julius Randle with 32 points last night. Bones Highland had 22 off the bench as the Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns 116-104 without Anthony Edwards. Wolves are 7-4 without Edwards this season. He'll miss the next couple of weeks with knee inflammation. Rudy Gobert also added 19 points in the win for Minnesota. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, the Knicks beat the Pacers 136-110. New York's Josh Hart scored a season-high 33 points on 12 of 13 shooting, including a perfect 5 of 5 from 3. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 40 points last night as Oklahoma City, they've won 10 in a row. They beat Orlando 113-108. And the Washington Wizards, they've now lost 13 games in a row. They lost last night to Detroit 130-117. The two teams meet again coming up tomorrow. If Washington loses again, that would equal their 14-game losing streak from early this season. And that's a look at your sports for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.